Come on, everyone, get excited, know that Jesus Christ is born. Come on, everybody, get excited, know that Jesus Christ is born.
Oh, that's all we get. Oh, there it goes. That's the stutter tonight. Hey everybody, Mel Tellis. Welcome to Stag Show, this is Bob.
Hey, the third hole is company. Hey, this is Miles.
Oh my goodness, it's raining here, Miles.
Yeah, you told me that, yeah.
And not men. I knew you were going to ask that question, so.
Yeah, I imagine.
Is it Raining Men, Bob? No. Not Raining Men, Miles.
There you go.
That was your reaction.
I mean, Zac Efron, maybe?
Like to reenact that Neighbors movie or whatever it's called. The Boys Next Door or whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, had an interesting weekend here, Miles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had... we have a couple dogs. I don't know if I've mentioned that before. I'm sure I have, but...
Skip and Delilah, the dog.
Yeah, hey there, Delilah.
I've been stalking you and...
Yeah. What's you with peanut really remember butter? Anyway. I get roped into always taking them to the vet because, you know, I don't know why, but somehow I do. So this time I'm like, okay, but I'm going to come up with a plan to, you know, kind of let's get rid of this negative aspect of going to the vet.
Yeah.
And go with a positive. So we got two dogs. One does pretty well. The other one doesn't do so well at the vet. So what's that?
Adam and Sparky.
Whatever you want to call them. And they're both like, you remember your dog, you're the best dog in the world.
Yes.
That you had.
Yes.
Ice Cube or whatever the name was anyway. And so they're about medium-sized dogs. And so my wife and I, I'm like, you know, in the past it's been me and one of the kids and it just doesn't work out well. And I'm like, we need two adults for this job, you know.
Right.
So I tell my wife she's got to go, and I'm going to go, and we get everybody, you know, strapped into the family truckster, and we head on down to the vet.
Oh, did you say strap on?
Yeah, no, strap in. So I'm like, here's the plan. We're first up. We're first appointment. That was number one part of the plan. Be early. Yeah. Right in the door.
Yeah.
So we're first appointment. We get there a little bit early. Looks like people are there, so my wife takes dog number one, the good dog, heads in, and they start because they're like, hey, we're early. Might as well get started.
Yeah.
And I stay in the car with the other dog.
Yeah.
And so then does all the business and then brings the dog out. And then we're going to take dog number two in, Sparky, who's going to have a name change here in a moment.
Yeah.
Wife takes Sparky in. And in about, like, less than a minute, she comes back out to the car. She's like, you have to go in there. I'm like, why? Well, he's out of control. All right. Well, then you got to stay here with the other dog. I'm going to go in there. I get in there, and there's these two ladies basically laying on my dog.
What?
Trying to hold him down. And his eyes are as big as dinner plates. And he's like going, right? They're like, we gotta give him these shots. They're like, we need somebody stronger.
You're like, me next.
Yeah, can you hold down the front of the dog?
I could lay on you, lady. And
yeah, well, you know.
Work, yeah.
And So I'm like, sure, you know, I'll help. So then the lady kind of leans up. I have to put my hand down between her breasts.
Go on.
In order to get a hold of the dog, right? She's holding the dog. We can't let him go because he's just going fucking berserk. This dog is out of control.
Don't tell the story so fast. Well, now you've got your hand down her shirt.
Well, almost. I'm like, I stood there for a second, and she's like, you know, raising her body up so I can put my hand down there.
Uh-huh.
So I put my hand down there. I get a hold of this dog, and I'm like, you know, hugging out of the dog, trying to talk to the dog. It's going to be okay, buddy. It's going to be all right. Yeah. And, I mean, he's getting worse. So we're trying to hold, and then the lady goes to get the needles, right?
Yeah.
And she's going to try to stick the dog, you know, give him his shots. And he's wiggling and squirming. And then he takes his paw, and he gets one paw loose, and he basically Wolverines my arm, and, like, I'm bleeding. So I'm really holding. I didn't even let it bother me. I'm, like, holding it. And then they're like, okay, we're going to have to get the vet. These were just the techs, right?
Yeah.
So we got to get the real vet.
Was the lady like in Dodd, like Dolly Parton at all?
She was not small, that's for sure.
At any point, did you actually feel her breasts?
I was not.
You were concentrating so hard.
Yes, I was like, this dog is out of his mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then, of course, they take off. This dog just rips out of my hands. I'm bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
He's running around the room. I can hear it. Helter Skelter starts playing. Helter Skelter. Helter Skelter. He's flipping over. His eyeballs are open. He's talking to me. I'm tasty with my eyes. What's going on? People are grabbing me.
What happened, man?
He is just bonkers. And so then the vet comes in, and this guy could be not, you know, any more less wanting to do this. I don't know. He arrived. He's like, this is my job. I got to do this, but you know what I mean? So yeah. I'm still bleeding, right? I'm trying to wipe this blood on my shorts so that it doesn't fall on the floor. And then these women come back in, and the vet says, get the muzzle.
Oh
yeah! So they try to muzzle him up. And they finally get him muzzled. Yeah. You know, this dog is just whacked out. And then he's like, put him on the mixed. You know, he's like, do you want to put him on his table? He's like, no. He's like, get him on the floor. And so these two women lay on him. I'm out of the picture now. They kicked me out.
I've never seen this happen in the vet's office.
It was a crazy scene. So they're laying on him, and I'm like, I have to defend myself.
Mm-hmm.
I say to the vet, I go, you wouldn't believe this dog sleeps a lot. And he gives me a look like, shut the fuck up.
You.
He gives me this look, deadpan look like, you know, what's you that? Say something else, I'm sticking you in the neck, you know what I mean?
You look like Ted Knight at all.
No, I'm still bleeding, wiping my blood on my pants. And finally, they pin him down like it's like a version of Cops or something. They got like their knee on his neck and, you know, holding this poor dog down. And finally, this guy was like practicing. He had like four needles in his hands, and he just was going vroom, boom, vroom, boom, vroom, boom, stabbing this dog.
Oh my God!
With all these needles, in about 2 seconds, he had all the shots done. And he goes, okay, and he just leaves. He doesn't talk to me, whatever, you know, nothing. He's just like, we're done, I'm out of here, you know what I mean? This is not going to be the way I start my day.
Yeah.
And then they let the dog go, and he's, la, la, la. So I wrangle him. I wrangle him, and I get it. The thing, he slipped out of his collar, so we had this other thing on him. And so I wrangle him, I take him back out to the car. Now, you know, I should have realized when I came into the scene that my wife was so, like, flustered with this that she left her purse in the exam room with the ladies and everything.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's got her phone in it. She doesn't leave, you know.
Yeah, right.
That's a big deal, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I'm like, this was serious. I should have That should have been the light that went off in my head, but did not. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the poor dog, I swear.
We forgot to neuter him, sir. Could you have him come back in, please?
So, we get him back in the kennel in the back of the truckster and everything, and he's still, it's like it was a totally bad acid trip for this dog or something, you know what I mean? It's like everything came to life and was like tickling him or something, I don't know. So, my wife goes back in to get her, you know, stuff and pay and whatnot, and I'm sitting out with the dogs and my arm's bleeding.
Yeah.
And she comes back out and she's like, I think we have to adjust our plan. Next time we're going to sedate him. I always have trouble with this dog to get his shots, but this was like, you know, this was like Dennis Hopper in Apocalypse Now or something. He was like, dude, you don't know, man. You don't know.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I wish I could have recorded it. It was sad and tragic and just amazingly weird all the way around, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
That poor dog, so traumatized. And these poor ladies. I had like 5 cuts. Mm. One was really deep. That's the one, and it's still pretty obvious. People are looking at me like a rapist or something when I went to work today.
Is this the dog that almost choked himself to death?
Yes, yes.
Yes,
this is the same dog from the story where my wife on Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the dog crapped himself.
Yeah, he crapped everywhere. Yes.
When he was stepping in the crap.
Yes. Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was, and then I come home from going to run an errand, and I find my wife in her underwear with dog crap everywhere, and everybody's crying, yes.
You're like, hey, all right.
Like, this is weird.
I'm into this, yeah.
So, yeah, so he's finally, you know, we've progressed now to where, I don't know what we're going to do. I think we're just going to have him, I'm just going to have the vet come over and shoot him with darts or something. I don't know we're going to have to do this next time.
You find an old-fashioned vet that'll come to your house or something.
Yeah, I need to just have the gun and, like, let's just shoot him from out here, you know? Because this, it's just crazy.
Come here, Peaches. Peaches, get over here.
Yeah. Peaches. Now, the other dog did fine. He didn't like it, but he, you know, he did not flip out.
Yeah.
I mean, this was like, you know, putting a cat in water, kind of crazy, you know? Yeah. It was just, I don't know. And he's not a small dog. I mean, he's not a big dog, but he's a medium-sized dog. He's very, you know, flexible and spun around. And he didn't bite anybody, but, you know. So whenever you come to visit, I'll let him sleep in your room with you.
No, that's all right. I don't want to visit with Peaches.
You'll touch the hindquarters and you'll get the business.
Oh, I like touching dogs' hindquarters.
I know. I'm like, these people must think I abuse this dog like regularly. It's horrible as it acted, but I'm like, he sleeps about, you know, 85% of the day he sleeps.
He's got you fooled, man.
Yeah, apparently he's, you know, saving it all up for going to the vet, apparently.
Who's digging all these holes in the yard here?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just a horror show.
Peaches, is that you digging all the holes in the yard?
Yeah.
Front row.
It was quite the shit show, that's for certain.
Front row, Rob.
I'm glad he didn't shit. I thought that was going to happen. I thought he was just going to cut loose and then everybody be covered in shit. And,
yeah, I'm sure that like that.
Yeah, well, he wasn't too happy about anything. I could tell he came in and he was just like, mm-mm. Not having it.
Yeah.
Because he didn't even try to hold the dog. He had those girls do it, and he just was like throwing darts.
It's probably like watching like the NASDAQ or something, like, oh,
yeah, I don't know.
I watched my stocks, and I was, geez, what the hell?
Yeah, he wasn't having any in mine. I'm sure we're like going to get a note, you know, next week in the mail. Don't bother coming back.
A triple billing? What the hell?
Yeah, no kidding.
We had to clean up some of your blood too, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He scratched me from the wrist almost to the elbow.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
But not, like, down from the wrist to the elbow, like, crossways.
Yeah.
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 So it was, like, you know, six or so slices. And I wanted to say, hey, you think we can get his nails trimmed while we're here? Mm. Fuck no. You know?
Yeah, right. Right.
That would have been, I think that would have sent the vet over the edge. You get out of here.
You got a hell of a lot of nerve.
That's right. I don't know who you think you are. Mr. Fish Slide.
Can I have some ketamine for the dog?
Yeah, really. No kidding. Let's just get him really high or something. I don't know.
It's not for him, it's for us.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was crazy. I was just like, what's going on?
I'm not going to hurt you, Freckles.
That's right. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your fucking brains in. Yeah. So what's going on with you? Anything?
So I took my dogs to the vet today. No, I didn't do it. So, you know, I,
did
you know,
did they do a rape kit on your dog when you took him to the vet?
No, no. The, sorry. The cat didn't like your story. He's attacking my wife right now, so.
What do you mean?
Where's mine? And, so I've been, trying to reinvent myself now because, you know, I'm no longer, you know, the active dad I was, you know,
Oh, because your kids are growth graduated.
They've graduated. I know people are like, oh, Christ, here he goes again. You know,
are you going to be an Elvis impersonator or what?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm trying to reinvent myself as to something else, you know. So I'm like, okay. Right?
Yeah, I got an idea.
What's that?
Do you really want to hear my idea?
I think it's going to be very disrespectful.
No.
Well, I don't want to hear it.
You do want to hear it or you don't?
I don't, but I know you're going to anyway. Yeah. So.
Well, go. You tell me, and then I'll tell you my idea. You tell me yours first, so.
So, you know, people have taken pity on me, so the Shapiro family has invited me to watch their kids play softball.
Oh, now, that's weird. All right, you've already crossed the line with me.
Yeah.
You watch your own kids do their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You showing up for other people's kids, especially girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. With you?
Yeah.
Over the line.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah. No, you don't have to worry about that because I think I'm pretty much done.
Oh, you already got yourself kicked out of that?
No, you're getting close. You're getting close, right? So okay. I've gone about three games, I suppose.
All right.
And,
hey,
you
is
know,
that the guy that does the baby elephant dance?
I was there a few days ago, and, like, their whole family is there. Not usually their whole family is there, but pretty much the whole family's there.
Yeah.
And you got Mom Shapiro, Dad Shapiro, kids, you know, all their kids. They got like a million.
Did you say
kids.
Cunnilingus or anything like that?
No, I did not. And Grandma and Grandpa Shapiro are there.
Oh, my.
And I'm, like, sitting, like, right in the middle, like, me and my son.
Yeah.
He was reading there, nothing to do, so he came with me. And,
oh, okay. Well, see, if your son goes, it makes it better. If you're just by yourself.
No, I can't go to a game? What the hell?
I don't know. I think it's really creepy when people who aren't related to the people on the field have no, you know, no skin in the game, as it were.
Yeah.
Are sitting there at high school, you know. It's not college. It's not college ball. This is high school or middle school or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's creepy.
Okay.
That's what professional and college sports are for. That's what you go to.
So you're saying I can't go to the sand volleyball games either then, huh?
Is that what you're saying? I think that would probably be inappropriate.
Right. Well, that's all right. I don't think I'll be going anymore because so I'm watching this and you know, they actually have a pretty good team. I will give them that. They have a pretty good team.
Oh, okay. Right? Yeah, now you're critiquing them. Are you going to be like the sub coach or something? Or?
And they do this chanting. This really isn't part of the story, but it is this insane chanting, you know.
Okay.
So, like, let's pretend, like, CB was, like, a teenage girl for a second.
Okay. So is this CB's some kind of weird fantasy you got going on?
Yes, it is. CB's got a bad...
Because you've met him. I haven't met him, so, you know.
Well, I don't... No, I don't have any problem with CB. He's a great guy. I don't...
No, I didn't think he had a problem. I thought maybe he had a fantasy or something.
No, I don't know. He's a friend of mine, right?
Yeah.
Well, what? Yeah, get over it, man.
Okay, no problem.
So he's getting ready to bat, you know, he's got pigtails and stuff. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Joke. He's got glitter.
He's got pigtails and he's got a real tight ass, you know.
He's got glitter nails going.
He's got glitter nails, yeah. He's chewing gum. Yeah.
Chewing gum. And so
he's got some lip balm on, you know.
So, like, you know, like Bob and Schmidt, you know, Smidge would, like, be in the, you know, the dugout cheering him on. So they'd be like, CB.
Yeah.
Right. So this goes on, you know.
Yeah.
And each round, it starts getting louder and, like, more, like,
annoying.
CB! I'm like, who the hell can bat when this is going on? This is so annoying. Like, okay. So, we're watching this game. And,
they should do that while the other people are at bat.
Yeah, huh?
They should do that while the other people are at bat.
No, they don't do it against the visitors. They do it for their own team, which I find completely annoying. Like, holy crap.
They should just call everybody BJ.
BJ! BJ! Well, the other team actually had a girl up there, and they're like, it was referencing kind of a dirty song from the 90s. They're like, I guess this girl's last name must have been Murphy. They're like, hey, we want some Murphy. They were singing that song. I'm like, okay, all
right. Yeah, okay. You were singing right along. I can already tell.
I was like, Murphy! And, so I'm in the midst of all these people, and it's like third inning. This only goes seven innings. And
thank God.
Thank God, I know, because the story goes seven innings, too. But, it's like third inning, and they're, like, losing, like, 1-5 or 1-6 or something, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's getting a little pissed off, and, like, half the stands are for the, you know, the other team, and half the stands are for us, you know. It's kind of pretty vocal bunch, and it starts, you know, getting caught up. The score gets caught up, and it's neck and neck, and there's like two or three, you know, I don't say controversial, but questionable calls, you know.
Gotcha.
Jumps. And, like, our side ain't having it. Come on, man, you didn't see that? Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay. All right.
It's getting going to get rough.
Yeah, so I'm like, uh-oh. I mean, these people are getting a little rough. And, like, I'm right in the midst of these people. I'm not saying shit. I'm like, uh-oh.
Did Grandpa Shapiro start yelling anti-Semite or anything? So.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
This is rough. He's an anti-Semite.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, to get to the point of the story. So, the guy, about the third call, they're up, like, you're out.
Yeah.
And Grandpa yells, are you sure?
I don't know. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's just not out. We don't know.
Oh, man. This guy turns around.
Yeah.
He's pissed. He's fucking...
You're out of here!
I don't know who said that. Are you sure? But I can tell you one thing. Say it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Grass is grass. No, I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
You're the catalyst.
That was probably not the lap. I literally almost slapped into the guy's face. Like,
good job.
You should have think I said it, you know?
Oh my God.
And all these crazy people are yelling. You're right. I'm like right in the middle of Yell Central. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Umpire. Ump.
Yeah, I know. Fat. Badass.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
he's looking right at you. He thinks you said it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought. And my son was actually sitting right in front of me. I go, what if they think my son said it? Like, my son would be, like, closest to the field, you know?
There you go.
I know my son, he hasn't said like two words the whole game.
I was going to say, is this the quiet one?
Yeah, this is the quiet one, and he's all... And we were laughing, you know, later, because we're like, what if we would have got thrown out? What if they thought it was us?
Yeah, exactly.
Because we were actually behaving ourselves. Like,
yeah, for well, kind of.
Because, you know, I had this problem with my friend Dominic, you know.
Other than Ogling,
yes. But, no, my friend Dominic, you know, about 8 months ago, almost got us kicked out of the basketball game for, you know, yelling stuff at the superintendent's daughter. Yeah. All right, girls, they're putting in their third stringers. Come on. Like, why? Why you sit right next to the superintendent?
Well, there ain't much to do in corn country.
So, you know, I thought Dominic was bad, but no, Dominic is not bad. So I think I'm pretty much done with sports now, so I will not...
You should go see my brother. He's an optometrist, umpire. He'll help you.
Does anyone have a dart league or something I could watch?
Oh, no. Christian softball is even worse.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, have you played that?
No, but I know the stories. I've heard. I know people who've played...
It's
worse than anything. These people just get out of hand.
I actually knew some guys that like to go to a lot of strip clubs, and I guess they were down in Peoria once, and they ran into some guys from high school. And they're like, what are you guys doing here? They're like, oh, we're here with the church league.
Yeah, they were the exactly.
And they're in the strip club. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, we had some time to kill for the next game, so.
We're going to go out for some cigarettes. We'll be right back.
Yeah,
right back.
It's going to get lit.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
If you have a sporting event you'd like Miles Title to attend...
Yeah, no, I think that's probably a bad idea.
Miles Title at staticradio.com.
Stick with your autograph hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So do you want to hear my idea for you?
Yes.
It's a legitimate idea.
Go ahead.
And it stems, well, actually, I thought about it a long time ago, but it's never worked out. But it was re-dug up because of last week's show.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you should go get a set at the local Haha Hut, right? Are you listening to me?
I'm not quite following this, but okay, go ahead.
No, you go get a set at the comedy club.
Yeah.
And then you call me up and we do the shtick for... 15 minutes? But you're live and I'm on the phone.
Oh, that thing. Oh, okay. So when the when the connection gets dropped and it's just pretty much me, then yeah.
Well, no, it'll work.
It'll work.
With
okay.
Cell technology, it'll work.
Oh, I can't wait to be booed off the stage. That's just going to be a real, a steam builder for me, yeah.
No, it'll be great. It will be. They're all drunk. What do you care?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, yeah, that's what you do. So you book the gig.
I don't think there's a comedy club to be found in this state, first of all.
Oh, no, there is somewhere, I'm sure.
I think you're going to have to drive, like, several hours.
The Quad Cities, for sure.
Maybe Des Moines or something, I don't know.
Yeah, no, there's something up in Mount Pilot, I'm positive.
Mount Pilot, what the hell?
That's an Andy Griffith reference.
Oh, I was going to say, Mount Pilot?
Andy, you know, up at Mount Pilot, they got a comedy thing. It's called the Ha-Ha Barn.
I was thinking of Mount Joy. That's where the strip bar is.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe that they have an opener for the strip bar.
Or so I heard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've never been,
but...
So, yeah, that's my idea, since you got so much free time now.
Yeah.
You stay out of the, you know, girls' league stuff. You know, baseball leads to basketball, leads to volleyball, and then you're the only one sitting there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true. Yeah, I'm pretty much done with sports, I think.
Yeah. And then it gets to be really awkward. Whose dad's over there? I don't know him. He's not my dad.
Just call me the uncle. I'm just here.
Hello. Yeah.
Now, if your kids were in sports and I went to go see them, you'd be all weirded out.
Well, no, if you were with me, I mean, you know, but you're just kind of tagging along with these people that are your wife's friends. You don't even know these people.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Okay, I don't know these people. I just randomly picked a name out of the phone book and followed them.
No.
Hoping they'd go to a game.
There, you don't hang out with the dad.
I have.
But not by choice.
I have.
I know, but not by choice. You don't call him up and say, hey, Hal, let's go see the kids play.
He's a busy guy. He doesn't have time.
You see what I'm saying?
I.
You are like a friend of a friend in this position, and that's not a good position to be in for these
kids. That would be weird. If your daughter was playing softball and you guys were out of town, I said, well, I'm going to watch your daughter play softball.
I'd say, no, don't go over there.
I'm just coincidentally in the St. Louis area.
Yeah, no, I'd say don't. No.
I heard your daughter's a star on the team. I want to go watch the game. And
no. That would be weird. No, you don't need to be doing that.
If you were not there, that would be weird.
That would be weird, yes. I would find that incredibly weird. I would start questioning why you want to be there. You don't get it?
No.
Oh, okay, well, let the audience decide. They can tell us. Put the question on Facebook, Miles.
I don't know, I guess, yeah, I don't.
Now, see, wait, I said that, and now you're kind of, oh, wait, I don't know if I want to put that question on Facebook.
So if your kids were in a musical and I went to go see it, that would be weird.
Well, see, it's changing a little bit.
How? How's that changed?
Well, it's a musical. It's a little different. But I would still say it's weird, yes. Especially if I wasn't there.
Okay.
If I was there, okay. But if I wasn't there, weird.
Okay, for the three people that listen to this show,
yeah,
your duty is to chime in on this immediately. Immediately.
Immediately, okay. I thought you were going to put the question on Facebook for everybody. Put a poll out there.
You can't cheer on your local team if you do not know any kids on there.
No, it's not weird. A local team. We're not talking about, like, you know, AAA baseball or something. We're talking about some kind of high school, you know, junior varsity, you know, kind of thing going on here. And girls' sports as well.
It was varsity, first of all. It wasn't junior
varsity. Well, whatever. I'm just saying, you know.
Okay, so what if I went to go see a boys' basketball game?
I think that would be weird as well, yes. If you don't have anybody you're related to directly that's playing in that game, any kind of high school, middle school kind of thing, then
yeah.
Your presence, you know, you might as well be the you know, town retard hanging out at the concession stand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think that's a little, I don't know. I don't know.
Pardon my language.
Yeah, I guess.
Because when I was growing up, we did actually have a disabled guy who was, you know, and he would ride his bike and he would go to all the sporting events.
Yeah.
You know, he'd always be there.
Right.
And, you know, they let him in free every time because, you know, if he didn't, it would just be weird and so, you know.
Yeah.
He did that his whole life.
No, there's people that go to these games all the time that are retired that go to these games. And
you're not retired.
Oh, okay. So I'm working and I can't.
Just think about it.
I couldn't go to the football game. Our team's unbeaten and I want to see them play.
In, like, state or something?
It's their final home game. They haven't been.
That's probably on the line. That might be acceptable.
They're going to the playoff. They're going to a playoff game. I don't know a kid on the team, but I'm just over the moon, happy that they're going to their first playoff game in 10 years.
Yeah, that might be okay.
That's okay.
There's a reason. Prior to that, there's absolutely no reason for you to go to this game.
Whatever sport it is, whatever.
No matter.
It's weird if someone just shows up to a game.
Yes.
What if you attended the game with your spouse, your kid, your neighbor,
Well, your spouse didn't go.
Yeah.
Your kid went, but he is more familiar with these people than you are. I'm just saying, it's weird. I'm just trying to be helpful to you. It's weird.
I really don't see it, but man, I don't, you know.
Well, we will let the, you put it on Facebook. You put the question out there. We'll
see. I couldn't see your daughter perform then. It would be weird if I just showed up.
If you showed up, I wasn't there.
If your daughter was singing with 200 other kids.
Yeah.
Some big hall in St. Louis, and I showed up.
Yeah.
Just out of the blue showed up and said, I want to see your daughter sing because I heard she's awesome.
Yeah.
And you coincidentally were sick that night and couldn't go. That would be weird.
Now, did I arrange it and I was going to go before I was sick, or I wasn't going to go before I was sick?
Well, it doesn't matter.
You're kind of set up, right?
You didn't know I was coming. I just showed up out of the blue.
Yeah, no, it's weird. Totally weird.
So I said, oh, where's your dad? She goes, oh, he couldn't come. He's got laryngitis. I'm like, oh, well, I have to leave then.
Well,
I should excuse myself.
Yes, you should. I'm going to stick with it.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Now we clarified the mental illness. That's weird.
Oh, my goodness.
Weird.
Yeah. I'm the weird one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.